This whole section is known as the Sermon on the Mount.
这个就是所谓的登山部分。
And the Sermon on the Mount is a sermon that Jesus preaches.
登山部分是耶稣所传的道。
It is perhaps the greatest sermon of all.
可能是所传的最好的一个道。
He preaches this sermon just after he was baptized and tempted in the desert.
他传这个道正正是他受洗和被试探之后的。
And in this sermon, he inaugurates, he starts, he begins his ministry on earth.
就透过这个讲道，他就开始在地上的职事。
In a way, it's a prelude to his ministry.
这个可以说他在地上工作的一个前奏。
It introduces what he is about to do with his life.
这个就介绍了他在他生活当中、生命之中要所成就的事。
But he begins with a sermon to tell the listeners what he is going to do.
他就透过这个讲道告诉他的听众听他将要做什么的事情。
He begins with a sermon to convey in words what he will demonstrate in his life.
他就透过他的言语就告诉他的听众听他要所做 的事情。
It's interesting that the next time I will be preaching in the joint service will be the last Sunday of this calendar year.
下一次我再在联合崇拜讲道的就会是这一年最后的星期日。
And it will also be at the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
将会呢讲这个登山部分最后的一部分。
So in a way, it's the bookends of the Sermon on the Mount.
所以是开始和结束登山部分。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祈祷。
Father, we give thanks to you for your word.
我们天父感谢你为着你的话语。
And we pray that we may have open hearts and open ears to listen and to take on what you have to say.
求你开我们的耳，开我们的心，来到栽种承受你的话语。
That no matter where we come from through our weeks and have come here this morning,
无论我们过去一周经过什么的事情,
that you are able to meet us in this place.
你在这个地方再遇见我们。
In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告, 阿们。
Now,For those of us who have been part of the English service,
对于那些在英语组聚会的人,
we would have heard various speakers preaching through the Beatitudes, the eight Beatitudes of Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 10.
我们都听过不同的讲者关于这个马太福音五章三到十节所记载的八福。
There are eight of these Beatitudes, of course. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are all these different types of people.
我们提过有八个的福气，关于那些是邻里贫穷的人，哀恸的人，等等的。
But one of the themes that each of the preachers have highlighted was that the Beatitudes are not a how-to manual.
其中一個的主題，每一個講者都提到的就是這八福不是一本教你怎樣做的說明書。
It wasn't that we are to be poor in spirit or to mourn or to do all things so that we could be rewarded.
這個不是告訴我們我們怎樣去令你貧窮哀恸等等，跟著我們就可以得到神的祝福。
Instead, our speakers talked about these Beatitudes as part of what it means to be a disciple of Christ.
我们讲者都强调呢，这八福所讲的是我们作为主的门徒所应有的，所应该活出来的生活。
And in a way, all eight Beatitudes together describe the life of a disciple that's conformed to the life of the Master.
这八个福气加在一起其实就是形容着主的门徒他们的生命是怎样被模造成好像他们师父的生命一样。
Another theme that you see in the Beatitudes, and this is the other one that I wanted to highlight, is that a person is blessed because they have the kingdom of heaven.
另一個很重要的主題，我想強調的就是，這人能夠得到祝福是因為，他們得到天國，天國是他們的。
Now the kingdom of heaven is not only something that you find in the Beatitudes, but it underlines the entirety of the Gospel of Matthew.
這個天國不單止你在八福裡面經常會找到，甚至貫穿了整本的馬太福音。
This phrase, the kingdom of heaven, we only find it in the Gospel of Matthew.
天國這個字眼，我們只會在馬太福音裡面找到的。
In other Gospels, the more conventional phrase is the kingdom of God.
在其他的福音書，他們是講神的國。
But here, Matthew is using the phrase kingdom of heaven.
但在這裡，馬太就用天國這個字眼。
And in a way, it's Matthew's approach to being paying respect to God.
其實你另一個角度睇，其實馬太係咁樣做係為咗尊重神。
We have many guests come to my home on a regular basis.
我哋周不時都會有啲訪客到我哋屋企嘅。
And I tell my children, call them Uncle So and So or Auntie So and So.
我就同我啲細路仔講就話啊，你叫呢個做乜乜阿姨，呢個咩咩叔叔啦。
And then they wonder how many uncles do I have?
佢哋就好懷疑話啊，究竟我有幾多個阿姨，幾多個叔叔嘅咧？
But of course, in Chinese culture, we like to address people by a title of respect.
在中國的文化裏面，我們會很尊稱一個人是叔叔或者阿姨的。
And you know, if somebody comes in, they're a grandpa or grandma, that's even more respect.
如果他們是阿爺級或者嫲嫲級，更加受到尊重的。
That's very similar to what's happening in the Gospel of Matthew.
這個就好像馬太福音裡面所說的。
Because the Gospel of Matthew, the audience of the Gospel of Matthew are Jews.
因為馬太福音的聽眾主要是猶太人。
And for Jews, there's a practice that they do not want to use God's name.
對於猶太人來說，他們很少直接稱呼神的名字。
And so God is often referred to by the word heaven.
所以神這個名字很多時候就會被稱為天。
And so this idea of the kingdom of heaven is about God's kingdom that Matthew is speaking of.
所以在馬太福音裡面，天國其實就是指神的國。
We see it first in Matthew chapter 3 when John the Baptist He proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
我哋喺馬太福音三章二節，我哋就睇見呢個施洗約翰出嚟傳道嘅時候，佢就話：天國近了，你們應當悔改。
We see this also in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, just after Jesus was baptized, saying that he proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
我們也在馬太福音四章十七節那裡看見耶穌當他受洗之後，他出來傳道第一句也是說，你們要悔改，因為天國近了。
And so this phrase is actually very important in the Gospel of Matthew.
所以這個句子在馬太福音裡面是非常重要的。
Last week in the English service, David Reimer preached.
在上個星期的英語組，David Reimer 就在這裡講道。
If you want to hear a sermon, you can listen to it online.
如果你想聽的話，你可以上網聽的。
But he mentioned that in the Beatitudes are about those people who are blessed.
他就提到呢，這個八福是講緊呢，那些會眾在那裡的人是得到祝福的。
But then, after the Beatitudes, in verses 11 and 12 of chapter 5, It switches to you are blessed.
但是講完八福之後，去到第十一、十二節的時候，耶穌就講緊你們。
And it is the you, the listeners, that we have throughout the rest of the Sermon on the Mount in the next few chapters.
亦都係你們呢啲聽眾咧，就繼續提到喺以下嘅經文裏邊。
You see, in the Beatitudes. What Jesus was doing was he was describing what a people are like when they have the kingdom of heaven within them.
在八福里面耶稣就讲一个人如果是天国里面的时候他们是有什么生活行为。
This is an abstract description of the kingdom of heaven.
这个是天国里面的一个撮要。
But then when he turns to the people listening,
但当他转向那些听众的时候
he's saying, you now are to live the kingdom of heaven.
你現在要活出呢天國的實際。
And so here we have our passage in Matthew chapter 5, 13 through 16.
我們就來到今天的經文馬太福音五章十三至十六節。
Now in verse 13, we begin with this phrase, You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored?It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet.
在这里一开始十三节他说你们是地上的盐如果盐失了味怎能使它再咸呢结果毫无用处唯有丢在外面任人践踏。
You are the salt of the earth.
你们是地上的盐。
This is a great statement to start with.
这个是一个很重要的一个声明。
He tells his listeners they're salt.
他告诉听众听你们是盐。
It's quite funny if you think about it.
你想想其实挺有趣的。
You're salt.
你是盐。
What does it mean that you're salt?
究竟你是盐什么意思呢?
Now, at the time of Jesus, probably the main purpose for salt is to preserve something.
在耶稣的时代盐主要的功能就是防腐。
You preserve meat.
去醃一些肉
Or you preserve a fish.
或者你去醃一些魚
You know, for Chinese cuisine, we have lap cheng, you know, sausages, right? That are preserved, and different meats that are preserved with salt.
在中國的食物裏面就有臘腸這些就是被鹽即是醃製了的
Right, so salt is to preserve and it helps something to last.
鹽的作用就是防腐令到食物可以持久
But also salt, of course, adds flavor
鹽當然另一個用處就是調味
It was amazing the first time I ever had salted fish fried rice
第一次我吃這個鹹魚炒飯的時候
It was amazing
真是好味
The flavor is so powerful that the salted fishComes through and enhances the fried rice.
個味道咧，哇！透過嗰啲飯出嚟嘅時候，真係啊，好好。
Thank you. But salt, of course, adds flavor to food.
鹽咧係可以加味道落嗰啲食物裏邊嘅。
It also enhances flavor. It takes the good flavor that's there and it makes it even better.
它亦都將那些本身食物的味道可以更加提升去增加它的味道的
That's why in this country you can buy chocolate that has salt in it
所以在這個國家你可以買到加了鹽的朱古力
Or ice cream that has salt in it
或者雪糕都加了鹽的
Because it tastes better because of the salt
因為那些鹽令到那個食物更加好味
And if you ask my daughter Salt goes in everything.
如果你問我個女咧，就咧佢咩都會加鹽嘅。
She loves salt.
佢咧真係好中意鹽。
She calls it sugar for some reason, but she loves salt.
佢話呢啲係糖喎，但係其實佢真係好中意鹽嘅。
And she'll have it, of course, on her meal. She'll add it to her fish, her meat, her vegetables.
佢食嘢嘅時候咧，魚啦、肉啦、菜啦，全部都加鹽嘅。
But she also asks to put it on fresh cucumbers.
佢甚至咧青瓜咧生嘅，佢都要想加鹽。
Sometimes she wants to put it on fruit.
佢想加落嗰啲生果嗰度。
I tell her she can't, of course.
我話俾你聽唔可以嘅。
I am a good father.
我係好爸爸嚟噶嘛。
But of course salt, we add salt to preserve things, but we add salt to enhance the flavor of things.
我哋加用鹽唔單止去防腐啦，而且都係咧更加調味，帶出個食物嘅美味嘅。
And so Jesus says to the listeners, "You are the salt of the earth."
所以耶穌話對嗰啲聽眾講，你們是地上嘅鹽。
You are to preserve or to add flavor or to enhance the good flavors that's around you.
你就要防腐啦，或者增加你身邊嗰啲味道，即係令到佢哋更加突出嘅。
But in verse 13, there's this very odd description of the salt.
但係咧喺第十三節咧有一個好奇怪嘅描述。
It says, "But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored?" It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet.
佢話：若鹽若失了味，怎能叫它再鹹呢？它不再有用，只好被丟在外邊，任人踐踏。
How can salt no longer be salty?
點解鹽會唔鹹嘅咧？
See, part of the reason is connected to the beginning of this verse, where it says, "Salt of the earth, you are the salt of the earth."
其中部分的原因呢就是这一节开头所讲地上的盐。
Now, the Chinese in this is a little peculiar.
Sorry.
The Chinese translation is a bit peculiar.
所以呢中文的翻译是有少少特别的。
And it depends on what translation of the Bible you have.
就视乎你手上的是哪一本的译本。
So here, this passage is in the Revised Chinese Union Version.
这个经文呢就是取自和合本的修订版。
And so in the very beginning, I'll say it in Mandarin, it says, 地上的盐。
这个就讲是地上的盐。
Okay, so the salt on the earth.
是呢地上边的盐。
But in the Chinese Union Version, the more common version that most people have around the church,
但是在比较通用的和合本圣经里面呢，
it says 世上的盐，
就说是世上的盐。
But the idea is actually it should be this 地上的盐, the salt of the earth.
精髓呢就是其实应该是地上的盐的。
Now, part of the reason why the Chinese Union Version has this,
原因為何和合本用這個翻譯。
In the next verse, in verse 14, it says that you are the 世上的光, you are the light of this world.
在十四節那裡就講你們是世上的光。
Okay, so translators are thinking about this and it says, okay, 世上的鹽, 世上的光。
所以翻譯的人呢就想著同一樣啦，世上的鹽，世上的光。
Okay.But actually, if we go back to verse 13,
如果你翻翻去十三節嘅話咧，
I would say that the better translation is actually the one here that is the salt of the earth.
我要話好啲嘅翻譯咧，其實係講緊地上的鹽。
In the Greek, it's actually two different words.
喺希臘文咧，其實係兩個唔同嘅字嚟噶。
But here, it should be the salt of the earth because during this time of Jesus.The salt came from the earth.
其實應該講係地上的鹽，因為咧喺耶穌嘅時代咧，其實嗰啲鹽咧係嚟自地上嘅。
As in, it came from the ground.
係喺個地下嗰度出嚟嘅。
From the land.
喺個土地嗰度嚟嘅。
Okay, it doesn't come from the sea.
唔係喺海嗰度嚟嘅。
Okay, so today most of the salt that we eat and my daughter eats on a daily basis comes from the sea that is dried up.
今日我哋食嘅，甚至我女食嗰啲鹽咧，都係喺海嗰度咧，嚟嘅，係嚟自海水曬乾咗嘅。
But during Jesus' time, the salt was mainly coming from one of two places.
但係喺耶穌嘅時代咧，鹽係嚟自主要一兩個嘅地方嘅啫。
It was either coming from caves in the earth.
一係咧就係喺嗰啲山洞嗰度嚟嘅。
Or from a watery earth, the marshes.
或者是那些沼澤濕地的地方。
Where they would try to purify it and take out the salt from it.
就是他們嘗試呢將那些鹽在那裡就是塗出來的。
And so oftentimes when it's coming from the earth, it's not as pure as from the ocean.
就是因為這樣的原因，因為在地裡來就不是那麼純正的那些鹽。
And so within the salt, there's other things that's mixed into the salt.
咁嗰啲鹽裏邊就有好多其他嘅雜質。
So all these different things that are in the salt mix into the flavor of the salt.
就係因為呢雜質咧加咗落啲鹽當中。
And so sometimes the salt is not as salty as it should be.
所以嗰啲鹽咧就就冇佢應該嘅鹹味喺度嘅。
So if it's not as salty as it should be, it's worthless.
所以咧唔鹹嘅話就冇用啦。
We throw it away.
我哋就抌咗佢。
And here this passage it talks about how it's thrown out and trampled under people's feet.
所以經文就話只好被丟在外邊，任人踐踏。
This idea of being trampled under the feet, Matthew uses in a different part of the gospel.
呢度講被人踐踏咧，馬太其實喺另外一處嘅地方都有提到嘅。
And this idea comes from Matthew chapter 7, when pearls are to be thrown before pigs and trampled under their feet.
就喺第七章所講，當珍珠咧被抌喺呢一個豬嘅面前咧，嗰啲豬就會踐踏珍珠。
It's a waste.
就是浪費
is worthless.
是沒用。
But Jesus is telling his listeners, be salt of the earth.
但耶穌告訴他們聽眾聽，你們應該是世上的，地上的鹽。
Don't lose your saltiness, but be salt of the earth.
不要失了你們的鹹味，你要做世上，地上的鹽。
This meant that the disciples are to bring the kingdom of heaven to the people around them.
这个意思就是门徒要将天国带到去身边的人当中。
To preserve and to add flavor and to enhance the good flavor.
去防腐、去调味、去促进和改变这个地方。
You need to be able to sense, taste the difference.
你要呢试到那个咸味出来的。
Or it needs to be thrown out.
如果唔係，你就會被丟棄。
This makes even more sense in the next verse.
下一節似乎就更加合理啦。
In verses 14 through 16.
就係14-16.
It says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house."In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
你们是世上的光，成就在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
What does it mean to be the light of the world?
究竟做世上的光是什么意思呢?
Now this word for world is also a little bit unique.
这个字世上是有少少特别的。
In English, we get the word cosmos from the Greek word in the back, in the original text.
咁呢，这个字呢，在希列文翻译过来，其实是宇宙这个意思。
This is a word that is not limited to the earth.
这个光不是单单呢限制在地世界这个我们住的世界那里。
It is about this world, this universe.
是关乎呢整个宇宙的。
That is all that exists around us.
是所有存在的在我们身边所存在的东
西。Now if you think about it, the universe is nothing but darkness.
宇宙其实你想想没什么除了黑暗之外。
Unless there are sources of light.
除非呢度有个光嘅源头。
But it is not that we are to bring light into this world.
其实唔系我哋咧将光带到呢个世界嘅。
It's interesting because the passage does not say that we will be the light of the world.
呢度好得意嘅就系呢度唔系话你哋将会系世界上嘅光。
Instead, it says that we are the light of the world.
它是说你们是世上的光。
Just like we are the salt of the earth.
就好像我们是地上的盐一样。
This is quite interesting because as salt and light, we already are something different.
这个很有趣就是我们已经是盐，已经是光，我们是有点不同的。
This is true whether we like it or not.
無論中意或者唔中意，呢個都係真嘅。
And the source, of course, is the true bearer of light, Christ Himself.
當然呢個光嘅源頭係耶穌佢自己。
That because Christ is in us, therefore, if you are a Christian, you are a light of the world.
因為耶穌喺我哋裏邊，所以如果你係基督徒嘅話，你就係世上嘅光。
Now it's interesting because this doesn't mean that we cannot control it.
呢個好有趣，呢個唔係意思話我哋唔可以控制嘅喎。
The passage in verse 15,
十五節所講嘅
says, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket or under a bowl, but put it on a stand and it gives light to all in the house.
人點燈不放在斗底下，而是放在燈台上，就照亮一家的人。
And here it's talking about what the practice was of lighting a lantern.
呢度就講當時係點樣去點燈嘅。
You have a lantern, and once you light a lantern, do you cover it up?
就好似有個燈籠咁，你點著之後，你係咪遮住佢、冚住佢咧
？Of course not. You take that lantern and you put it in the highest place in the room so that it brightens up the whole room.
當然唔係咧，你就將個燈嗰、那個。就擺喺最高嘅地方去照亮成個屋企啦。
So if we cover up the light, we are hiding the light.
如果我哋遮住個光嘅話，我哋就隱藏咗個光。
And perhaps we're extinguishing the light.
我哋甚至會咧將個光熄滅咗。
We have the choice of whether or not to let that light shine.
我哋有個選擇就係我哋願意將呢個光照出嚟。
And these are very interesting words in this passage.
呢度所講係好有趣嘅字眼。
There's this one particular church in China.
喺中國內地咧有一個特別嘅教會。
It's called the Shouwang Tang, Shouwang Church in Beijing.
就係北京守望教會。
Now the Shouwang Church was a house church, meaning technically it's illegal.
佢係一個家庭教會，所以咧基本上係非法嘅。
But in 2012, one of the church leaders wrote an essay about their church.
喺2012年咧，其中呢個教會嘅一個領袖咧就寫咗一篇嘅文章。
And this church leader was referring in particular to verse 14.
佢就特別咧係講關於呢度所講嘅第十五節。
You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
你哋係世上嘅光，成就在山上係不能隱藏嘅。
Now, as I mentioned, house churches are technically illegal in China.
就好似我剛才提到，家庭教會喺內地咧係非法嘅。
Oftentimes, house churches exist in hiding.
好多時佢哋都要咧匿埋聚會嘅。
But for the Shouwang Church.They chose to be public.
但係咧，守望教會咧就公開咗自己。
They wanted their church to be one that was bright in society.
佢哋希望佢哋教會咧喺社會上係會發光嘅。
This is why after in 2008, when there was a big earthquake in Sichuan province.
呢個就係點解喺2008年當喺四川有大地震嘅時候。
The Shouwang Church sent money and aid to help those who were hurt.
守望教會就捐錢同埋咧幫助咧嗰啲喺地震當中受傷嘅人。
And they are trying to do different things to help the society around them.
佢哋做咗唔同嘅嘢去幫助佢哋身處嘅社會。
In the view of this church leader,
喺對於嗰啲教會嘅領袖嚟講。
To be a light of the world and a city on a hill meant to be open with their faith.
作世上嘅光同埋成就在山上咧，系代表佢哋要公开佢哋嘅信仰。
That their faith would have an impact on the society around them.
佢哋嘅信仰亦都会对呢个社会咧有影响力。
The irony is that this particular church leader wrote these words after he was imprisoned.
諷刺嘅系。呢個教會領袖佢寫呢啲説話嘅時候，佢係喺監牢裏邊嘅。
And he was saying that we as a church still need to be a light of the world and a city on a hill.
但佢仍然話：我哋作為教會要做世上嘅光，同埋山上嘅聖。
For us living in Edinburgh，
對我哋住喺愛丁堡嘅人嚟講
，with all the freedoms that we have，
我哋得到各樣嘅自由。
Are we salt of the earth and light of the world？
我哋係咪地上嘅鹽，世上嘅光咧
？I'd like to say that for myself， that's an impossible statement。
对于我自己来讲，我觉得这个是不可能的声明。
This is of course the beginning of the academic term.
刚刚就是新的学年的开始。
And people who are close to me know that I've been so busy with so many things in this beginning of the term.
熟悉我的人都知道我这段时间是非常的繁忙。
Of meetings with students and with colleagues.
我有好多同我同事啦，同埋學生嘅聚會。
And I feel that most of my day is responding to emails.
差唔多我每一日做嘅嘢就係咧睇電郵。
There's always something I at the end of the day, there's always something I forget to do.
每一日我都有啲嘢係忘記咗做嘅。
And yet Jesus says that we are salt of the earth and light of the world.
但是耶稣说你们是地上的盐世上的光。
How am I salt and light in my workplace?
我怎样在我的工作的地方做盐和光呢
?But what happens in the workplace steals home for me.
但是在我工作地方的事情呢就影响了我的家。
I'm so busy during the weekday that a lot of it spills into my evenings and weekends.
周中因为我實在太忙了，所以呢影響了我的週末。
If I were honest, I would say that I barely had time to prepare the sermon.
講真，我甚至呢沒什麼時間去預備我的講道。
Let alone have the time to spend with my family, my wife and my children.
更加沒什麼時間跟我的家人相處，我的太太和仔女。
And it's so easy, actually, to lose my temper.
我很容易就没有耐性
lose my patience
发脾气
and it's so hard to be the salt and light in my home
要在家做盐和光实在是非常的艰难
if I can't be the salt and light in my workplace, in my home how can I even begin to be salt and light in Edinburgh, in the UK, let alone the world
假如我在家或者工作场所都不能够做盐做光，咁我点可以喺爱丁堡、英国甚至喺呢个世界上做盐同埋光呢
？I think there's a few points that are worth noting from this passage.
喺呢段经文，我哋可以睇到几个点。
As I started this sermon, I reminded you that Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God is for you, that you are the ones that are.Being preached to.
我想提醒大家，耶稣所讲嘅你们就系你在座每一个，你哋都系地上嘅盐，世上嘅光。
And we see it actually more clearly in the Chinese than in the English because the you is plural.
喺中文嘅译本咧，其实睇得更加清楚，因为咧系讲你们系众数。
So it's actually not about us as individuals that are salt and light.
这个不是讲我们个人自己要做盐和光。
You know, not each one of us is a grain of salt.
我们每一个人都是一粒盐而已，这么小的。
But it is about us as a people.
这个是讲我们这一班一群人。
That we as a people of God are the salt and the light.
我们作为神的子民要成为盐和光。
And we get this idea even more in this passage, in verse 14.
特别是这里十四节所讲。
When Jesus calls the people a city set on a hill.
他讲说成就在山上。
He's describing just that, a city.
他讲的是一个城。
A large group of people.
是一大班的人。
But it's not just a large group of people, it's a large, diverse group of people.
不单只是一班普通的人，是一班很多元化的人。
It's a multitude of people.
是一大群，很大群的人。
It is a diverse people.
是很多元的一班人。
And each person, each of us, have our strengths and weaknesses.
我哋每一个人都有强项同埋弱点。
It is very appropriate that this sermon is being preached in a joint service.
我觉得呢个道喺一个联合崇拜里边嚟到讲系好合适嘅。
That we have Cantonese speakers, Mandarin speakers, English speakers here.
我哋有粤语啦，有华语啦，同埋英语嘅唔同嘅会众喺度。
Some may even speak 台山话 or 温州话 or some other local dialects.
有啲可能讲唔同嘅地方嘅方言嘅言语啦。
And it's actually quite interesting because many of us actually look very similar.
我哋大家睇起上嚟好似都差唔多样。
Okay, we all or the majority of us look Chinese.
大部分咧都系中国人样，系咪
？But if you start to speak to us, you realize that each of us has different language skills.
但如果你同唔同嘅人倾偈咧，就会发现佢哋都有唔同嘅语言嘅。
This is why I'm so grateful that Frank is here.
所以我就好开心，因为咧Alex 喺度讲到。
That Frank is able to translate for me because my Cantonese is rubbish.
我可以帮咧 Alex 去翻译佢嘅英文。
To me, it's a reminder that of the church theme actually of this year.
呢个就提醒我哋今年教会嘅主题。
Many of you may not know what the church theme is, but it's on your bulletins.
好多人可能冇留意，其实喺你哋嘅周刊上面都有嘅。
On the very top, the church theme says expanding the kingdom of God with each other's talents.
喺第一版嗰度咧，你会睇到教会嘅连题咧就系各按各职扩展神国。
Because we together with all our strengths and weaknesses are salt and light here.
我哋都有唔同嘅强项同埋弱点，但系我哋都系。鹽同埋光。
That no matter what our talents are, we are able to expand God's kingdom.
無論我哋嘅恩賜係乜嘢，我哋都可以擴展神嘅國度。
But finally, it is not just us humans.
當然，最後我哋要講，唔係單單係我哋人，我哋自己。
As I said earlier, this is the Sermon on the Mount.
我之前提过这个是登山的宝训。
This is Jesus speaking and teaching about the kingdom of heaven through the disciples.
这个就是耶稣向着他的门徒所讲的关于天国的事情。
And after his teaching, he would live out and show an example for us.
当他讲完之后，他就活出一个活生生的样式，怎样去显示这个天国。
That his life is the ultimate example of salt and light in the world.
他的生活就是活生生做盐做光的例子。
But moreover, because of his death and resurrection, he enables us, he empowers us to be salt and light in this world.
更加是因为他死和复活，他赐我们力量可以成为地上的盐，世上的光。
And because Jesus enables us, we are able to do it for God.
因为耶稣给我们这个力量，我们可以为神而作。
That's why in verse 16,
所以就为什么在第十六节所讲，
It ends in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
你们的光也要这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Not only does Jesus enable us to do these things,
不单只是因为耶稣给我们力量可以做到这些事情，
but that we are also able to do them for God's glory.
我们是更加为着天上的父来到做的。
Church,
教会，
let us together with God and with others, with each other, be salt and light in this world.
让我们一起成为这个世界上的盐和光。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋多谢你嘅话语。
We thank you for your son.
我多谢你嘅爱子。
We thank you that you are one that reminds us and speaks to us and tells us that we are salt and light.
因为你提醒我哋，我哋系地上嘅盐同埋光。
Many days, I feel not salty enough or not bright enough.
好多时我都觉得我哋唔够咸气，唔够光。
But you have empowered us.
但系你赐我哋力量。
That you are our Lord.
你系我哋嘅主。
And you are here in our midst.
你喺我哋当中。
And you empower us as a people of God to bring the saltiness and the brightness into this world.
你赐我哋力量，让我哋可以将盐味同埋光带到呢个世界当中。
We give praise to you because it is you that empowers us and it is you that deserves the glory.
我赞美你，因为你赐我哋力量，同埋最终你系得着荣耀。
Thank you.
感谢主。
Thank you for being our Lord.
感谢你成为我哋嘅主。
In Christ's holy name we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.